The group Atlantans for a Fair Deal want the city council to reverse last year's decision to use $200 million in bonds backed by hotel-motel tax revenue to help pay for the stadium. The coalition includes familiar faces in the stadium debate, the Reverend Anthony Motley of Lindsay Street Baptist Church and William Perry. He heads the ethics watchdog group Common Cause Georgia.
Bonds have not been sold. And up to the minute that bonds are sold is when the city council can choose to reverse their decision from 1 year ago to put in place such a horrible deal for the people of Atlanta.
A Fulton County judge last month delayed a bond validation hearing until April after a group of residents sued over the stadium's financing plan. Work on the stadium is still moving forward. The city council Monday voted 11-1 with one abstention to abandon six downtown land parcels that will eventually become part of the stadium site. The council also voted to create a stadium oversight committee to oversee the progress and planning. City officials did not respond to WABE for comment on this story before airtime. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.